country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
Well, too many things. I'm not making any whiskey up here and no smoke either, but can't catch catfish from dusk till dawn up here in the Red River Valley, the Red River of the North, in North Dakota, the least visited state in America, and let's keep it that way. This is James Kelso, your host of the Trump Phenomenon. Paul, thank you very much for covering yesterday.
No problem.
And most appreciated from Paul. And, you know, folks, going into the showtime yesterday, I didn't know whether I'd be able to be on the air or not. I was participating in a forum debate with other candidates for the school board here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And I thought there was enough time, the way they scheduled it, that we'd be done before the show and I could run back home, which I live only a minute away from the city hall. But it was not to be. And thank goodness for Paul, but also for the great engineers at Republic Broadcasting Network. I alerted them before the debate. I stepped away from the debate for a while to tell the engineer, look, if you try to ring me at 8 o'clock and I'm not answering, it means I couldn't get out of the debate. And go for Paul and or some rerun. And it turned out that Paul gave you guys a great show. Thank you very much. And was it worth missing the show? It's never worth missing this show. But it and actually, frankly, I don't know if I would do it over and over again, but it went well. Let's put it that way. I think I'd rather have done the show, but the debate went very well. It got attention in the newspaper. It was on the local TV already 3 times. It's been broadcast and rebroadcast on TV. So thousands of people saw me clean the clock of the liberals running against me for school board seats. And one big payoff for me, Paul, you never know, really. I mean, unless you got unlimited time to research all these people. You don't know what your opponents are going to be like. It turned out very nicely in this sense. There are 9 people running for 5 school board seats. 7 of us were there in the debate last night. And I was the only person on the right. I mean, by any measure, I was the only person that you could call on the right. And the audience surely perceives that as they watch the debate, that if and the audience here in North Dakota, which voted 2-1 for Trump over Hillary. This is the most Trump-friendly space and people in America, along with the Oklahomans and the West Virginians. Those 3 states voted most overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. Wyoming also distinguished itself. So my audience is 2-1 Trump people. They only saw one Trump guy on their TV screen, me. The other candidates, 6 of them last night, were all Clintonistas and Obamaites. So
that's a good position to be in for you, James, because it's not as though you're competing, you're sharing the position with 2 or 3 other people. So clearly, if people don't like the sort of education system being run in your city, there's one clear person they can vote for. If they're happy or if they wanted to go even further left, there probably are several others on the other side. So that's a good position to be in.
Yeah, so and folks, I'm going to make the – so a mission accomplished. Let me say that. However the election turns out on June 12th, let us I don't want to focus on myself, and I don't want to focus on this particular little election. I want to focus on the bigger issue of, well, can we as patriots run for office? Is there some utility in this? And the answer is yes. And what I, in when I say mission accomplished, what I set out to do with this candidacy was test that hypothesis and make the point. Yes, it makes sense to run for office.
It makes sense on a number of grounds. First of all, you'll probably meet some good people in campaigning. There will be people who will like what you have to say, will introduce themselves, and you may have some new friends and new people who can maybe be brought further into the cause. That has happened to me in almost every election I run in. The other good thing is that you're flying the flag. You're establishing the legitimacy of a populist critique of, in this case, the education system. There's somebody saying what many people think or feel, it's an opportunity to encourage people. You know, even if you don't win.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of how fun this was, I don't want to talk about it at all for the whole show, but we could easily. It's one of the things, everything that Paul just mentioned, and here's another thing that's accomplished every time you do this. Paul mentions flying the flag, showing the colors. In this debate last night, there was a lot of discussion about refugees. Now, I guarantee to you, the word refugee would never have been spoken last night had I not been there,
yeah.
Had I not filed for office. This would have simply been off the radar. This is something we don't talk about. Another thing that was talked about a lot last night was Common Core. This also would not have been mentioned at all. So as I was sitting there, and this was kind of fun, the biggest power in this city is the city council, and this debate was held, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, held in the city council chambers, and we candidates were seated in the city council members and mayor's seats. With their multi-million-dollar TV system beaming us out to all the citizens on their TV. So all of the appurtenances and the glory, so to speak, the color of authority being lent to, if you're a candidate, folks, are being lent to your words. And so if your hair is combed and your tie is straight and you look good and you're well-spoken, you're going to accomplish a lot. So I'll give you an example. At one point in my discussions, I kept all my answers to being shorter than the time they would have allotted to me. That worked out. I could see that worked. And I, at one point, for instance, I described, I simplified my case. I said, well, who am I? What am I as a candidate? I represent local versus federal. Let's keep it local. And let's push back against the federals. And I use the refugee program, which is imposed on locals. The defense that these people on the board make that, well, we have to educate everybody that shows up. Well, actually, as a matter of law, they do. They have to educate everybody that shows up. But does that mean resistance is futile? You can't push back against Washington, which dumps these refugees on the tens of thousands of school districts all over America? Of course you can say no to that. You can push back. And if you don't even say no, if you don't push back at all, I mean, you're just inviting it. And also on Common Core, you actually can say no and opt out of the system. But I said, these people pushing for federalization, as I spoke these words, folks, as I spoke the next few words, you could hear both the men and the women arrayed against me, these liberals. You could hear them go, I'm going to try to imitate my best to tell me if I get the sound right. A cat sound. As I said, these social justice warriors, they all had this visceral reaction. He's talking about me.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Very good.
Yeah, I loved it. And they all of a sudden they got riled and they were losing their composure. And I mean, there were some really inarticulate responses to my strategy, Paul. Like one of them was, get this, talk about a lame strategy. Well, when it comes to refugees, these people had no choice where they were born. It's not their fault. What a lame...
That is such a powerful argument, I'm virtually speechless.
They
may have had a choice where they were born, but we have a choice whether they're going to come here.
I know, but that was the defense. It was some kind of a sob sister defense that you're like, don't you feel sorry for these people? They were born in Somalia. Are you blaming them for that? And I came back. I said, look, life is hard enough as it is. Do we need to make it harder? Are we the refugee center for the world? Folks, I'm encouraging you. Run for office. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you another thing that I think was demonstrated last night and throughout my campaign. Small is beautiful. When you run for a smaller office, you actually get a more focused attention on your campaign because you actually are more of a solid threat. I mean, in this case, folks, I might, a week from now, I might actually be on the school board. Now, I don't think I will be, but it's these other people, you can see they were sweating bullets. They were realizing, wait a minute, we're in a conservative town, in a conservative state, and there's only one conservative candidate in this campaign, and it's that guy.
Wow.
So, you know, I could see they're going, this is not good. We don't need this guy in here. So they're one of the ways they're trying to get rid of me is slamming me in newspaper articles. Another one appeared today. And get this, in the Minneapolis newspaper, Paul, we're not even in Minnesota. The Minneapolis newspaper attacked me today. So, I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
No, did they say that?
It's actually, the headline was this. Now, folks, I have nothing to do with the Ku Klux Klan. Trust me, nothing at all. Never have, never will. And but the headline was, Grand Forks has a Klan problem.
Paper was that?
The Minneapolis Tribune.
Oh. Uh-huh.
The major paper. You know, hundreds of thousands of readers. But this is to be expected. This is they're desperate. The ludicrousness of this response to us is a measure of their desperation. And look, when you run for office again as a patriot, those of you out there that are like me, you're retired, and I like to make the line, you know, all the women that are ever going to leave me have already left. There's not, you know, I've got everything I've got now is stable and secure. And so I can run for office. Us older guys are kind of having extra.
Your boss is not going to fire you Monday morning because you got your name in the paper.
No, not at all. And so that's the so us older guys, if you're one of a like me or Paul out there, a little bit of gray there in the temples. Or in my case, white everywhere. You've got an extra effectiveness factor.
Well,
there.
I've got a new slogan for you, James.
Yeah,
I'm white, I'm bright, and I'm all right.
Yeah, here you go.
Well, my gosh, you're famous. Director of the Black Nationalist Party wants voice in public schools. It's a rare school board candidate who brings together issues like. Nietzsche ran Buddhism, the Ku Klux Klan, the Church of Scientology, the John Birch Society, racial purity, that word I never use, neo, you know what, refugee and immigration policy, Common Core education standards, and President Donald Trump. But James Kelso does.
Yeah. And it was funny, folks, the way these reporters work, they're real snakes. The guy's name was Dan Browning. And I concluded our long and interesting conversation. They pretend to be your friend, you know, and they kind of work that. I'm probably a cousin to Dan Browning because I'm a Browning, the famous Browning arms designer, gun designer, the greatest gun designer who ever lived. Both myself and Dan Browning are cousins to that. So we're cousins to each other. Anyway, that doesn't matter. These left wingers, I don't know whether they learned this in journalism school or they learned it at some sort of Alinsky seminar on how to be nasty and so on. It's not journalism. As Sean Hannity says, journalism is dead. This is now attack politics, and they will use any little lie. They will, you know, make up stuff. The
More accurately, news reporting is dead. Journalism can be just opinion stuff, and that's okay. But we have media, the television, radio, and print media that passes off news as or passes off opinion as news.
Yes.
I've often commented about CNN, and I did that so last night. It's not news. It's just nonstop, raging, spitting hate against Donald Trump.
Yes, and that was wonderful. Another wonderful moment in the debate last night was I said, look, folks, on November 8th, 2016, everything changed. This question, the theme of my campaign, local versus federal, Donald Trump changed the world. He brought that to the fore. He said in his first week in office, he issued a memorandum to the education department and that entire educational bureaucracy saying, leave the local, you know, as the Pink Floyd songs, leave those kids alone. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. And he said, leave those kids alone. Don't run local schools from Washington. Local education should remain local. And I used another cousin of mine, Laura Ingalls, a Little House on the Prairie. That's where the tradition of American local education was established, out here on the prairie and everywhere else in America. And it's one of the most wonderful things about America. So these people, I said, you know, on November 8th, people were either ecstatic or they were distraught. And I looked, as I said, distraught, I looked across at the other panel members, the other candidates, and they all looked like they'd just eaten something bad. Because, yes, indeed, Donald Trump has changed the world, and he's made it a lot more uncomfortable for all these local Saul Alinsky operatives that are out there, the deep state, that are burrowed into our society. And I'm going to have a comment about that in just a moment, because let's turn here to some of the news in the last 24 hours. Newt Gingrich was the guest on Sean Hannity's show yesterday. Very, very important appearance. His book came out yesterday, his new book, Trump's America. That was what I was telling the school board people. You know, this is Trump's America. This North Dakota is Trump's America. And you as a school board, you don't represent them. I made the point. I said on this refugee program, who was anybody in this room and out there in television land? Was anybody ever asked, do you want thousands upon thousands of the third world's refugees to be settled in your neighborhood? Were you ever asked? And had you been asked, would your answer have been, come bring them on in? No, your answer would have been no. Were you ever asked about Common Core curriculum, that the federal government should run, put social justice warrior points into all your textbooks and all your curricula? Would you have ever said yes on that? No, you wouldn't have. You were never asked. Trump changed all that. We finally had a candidate who was, as John in Missouri says, a real American. And we were asked, who do we want? We said, we want the real American.
Yeah, and,
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the news article gave a fair number of very good quotations from you. You know, unlike worse smear pieces where all that's done is labels are attached to you, you know, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, extremist, but no substance.
Give me a good one. I haven't read it, Paul. Give me a good one. I haven't read it.
Well, there's a fair deal of you in there. Where's this thing gone? Here's one of your opponents. It would be a very, very dark day for education should this gentleman get elected, says Art Shuleta. He's a head of the teachers union. He seems to think that white children have some sort of privilege or deserve privilege over everybody else. That's not how the school system works. Anyway, some good quotes.
Oh, God. Oh, that's good. That's good.
We'll get after the break.
We'll get to it after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Oh. Hey, we're back, folks. We're back, and hey, listen, Paul. I just pulled up this article in this Minneapolis Star Tribune, and I'm looking at it, folks. I'll tell you what, I love it. I love this article.
There were some great quotes from you in there.
There's some great. I'll read you a couple of them, folks. Because now, Dan Brown, I want to take back any bad words I just said about Dan Browning. I take them back, Dan, because he's quoting me very accurately. He, of course, is horrified at the prospect that I would be on the school board, and he quotes other people that are horrified at the prospect. But the but now I'll give you some of the quotes. These are very accurate for me. He says. If elected, Kelso said he would try to convince the board to stop spending money on diversity programs.
Sure.
Stop diverting. This is a quote from me now. Stop diverting the funds taxed from the descendants of Swedes and Norwegians and Germans, he said. Stop giving speeches about how beautiful and fun it is because it makes the school district better because it's more diverse. Homogeneous is bad. Diverse, good. That's a silly formulation. Unquote. That's accurate. Then he said people were quoted like the some guy who's head of something. He said, I would be a polarizing person. I hope so. Then They interviewed the president of the North Dakota School Boards Association. They went to the top guy to get a word on me. And he said that people like Kelso feel empowered because some of the rhetoric, unfortunately, that's come out of the White House. Oh, I like that. Okay, connect me with Donald Trump. I like that. Kelso is an ardent Trump fan. They got a few things right here. I'll skip those over. Dan Brown is the first guy that ever got a lot of these things right after interviewing me. Kelso's position on race hardened when he got stuck in traffic in California. I'm looking around.
I knew it.
I'm looking around. I told Browning about, you know, being stuck on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles, which is the busiest freeway in the world. I'm looking around, and the population of Mexico City is all around me, Kelso said. the transplant.
Oh, this is fantastic, James. You just knocked a grand slam.
Yeah, the transplantation of a big part of the population of Mexico into Los Angeles happened so rapidly that it alarmed me. And folks, that's exactly what happened to me. Then it says, it went through some of my history here and the Patriot Movement. And then he said, this is great. He said, he eventually landed in North Dakota, quote, because of my wife. I was chasing a pretty girl, he said. So that's kind of the story of my life and Donald Trump's. Oh, that's good. He got that right. Now this is good. In 2009, he launched an online forum called White News Now. Now that's now defunct, folks. Soon after, he married Linda Falla, a moderator of the forum, 34 years his junior. We believe every race has its own beauty and has its own right to survive, not to be oppressed, Kelso said. Thank you, Dan Browning. My program is a one-item agenda. Love your own people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the liberal program loves Somalians, love Nigerians, Kelso cautioned. For them, respect. For your own people, really love them. This is why I think Trump won. So I told Dan, I said, I'm not a racist. I respect all races. Do I love all races? No, I think that's silly. I made the point, you know, do you love your own? Do you love all the kids, you know, on the other side of town and other as much as your own? Of course not. That's stupid. Then I said, Trump carried North Dakota with 64% of the vote to Clinton's 27. So that, of course, comes out very strong for me. Then let's see here. Let me scroll down here. This website, their website's having trouble.
Even if that article, among other things, just signals that you're the Trump-type candidate, that could be very good. When he won nearly two-thirds of the vote in North Dakota, that's in the right place.
Right. Let's see here. Let me scroll down if I can. Star Tribune is not responding. Okay, I'm trying to renew this page here. And their website, they can't get their website to function. So I'll come back to it. It's a great article, folks. And it refreshed. So let me try again. Let's see here. Kelso said if he doesn't win a school board seat, he'll run again or seek another office, perhaps on the city council. That's correct. I said that. One thing I want to communicate to people, Kelso said, I talk a lot about it on my radio show. Get involved in politics. It's not that hard. And in the article, they talk about the Trump phenomenon. This show is talked about in the article. So you guys out there are famous. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Fun here tonight, folks. I'm doing a Google search here in Google News on the terms. We just typed this in here on the term Republic Broadcasting. The number one return is the Star Tribune article on my candidacy, and on the I mentioned the Trump or the Trump Broadcasting Network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I got Trump on the brain. But I got Republic Broadcasting on the brain, too. The number one Google News search for the term Trump phenomenon is this article. So you folks rose up to the top of the Google search here. And here's what the article says. It says, Kelso, who hosts a radio program called The Trump Phenomenon. Oh, I hope they've got an active link to it. Let me hope they do. Oh, come on. I hope they do. Ah, they got a link right to Republic Broadcasting. Oh, I love them. So this article links directly to Republic Broadcasting. Kelso hosts a radio program called The Trump Phenomenon. And this is a big newspaper, the Star Tribune. I don't know what the circulation is, but they're the big rag in Minnesota. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, he doesn't mince words when it comes to his message or his candidacy. With only 9 candidates vying for 5 at-large board seats in the 7,400 student district, it's conceivable that Kelso, who has 2 children attending district schools, could win, said the president of the North Dakota Teachers Union. And that, so that's pretty cool, Paul. I don't know if we lost Paul. Paul, are you there?
They just don't like opposition, but I don't know how shrewd they are. But just those figures we were going over a little earlier, the fact that you're the one, maybe you might call Trumpian candidate among them, will draw you, I think, it singles you out. People get it. And if they really like Trump and aren't too happy with what's going on the board, you're their man.
Yeah, exactly. And all the rest of them, folks, are interchangeable liberals. So there's nothing noteworthy about any of the other people running. They're all, you know, inside establishment, you know, bureaucrats within the educational establishment here. They're all liberals. And so, yeah, exactly. I'm the one standout that I'm somebody who thinks like most of the parents and the voters in this school district. So it's pretty neat. We'll report back, folks, in about a week as to, you know, whether I won or not. But as you can see, it's mission accomplished. That is, we got the word out. As Paul said, we hoisted the flag and we made some key points. We showed that resistance is not futile. And this is one of the jobs, one of the functions of things like Republic Broadcasting. One of the things that Donald Trump accomplished, as no one else has done, is to raise the morale of patriots that, no, it's not. Getting elected is not impossible. And he proved it, of course, in the grandest style by taking the highest office. And this has all of these people apoplectic. Let me play a little audio on that subject right now. Let me go to Newt Gingrich yesterday promoting his new book, Trump's America, which is going to, I think it'll rocket right to the top of the New York Times bestseller list. And I haven't got my copy yet. It was published yesterday. I'll get a copy. It's very exhaustive. It's thick. It's wonderful. It's a great documentation of what Gingrich lauds as the incredible accomplishments of the Trump administration. Here's what he had to say on the Hannity show yesterday. Let's hope this plays for us. Here we go. I'll hit play and cross your fingers, folks. Get all my buttons lined up here in my lavish studio. Okay. All right. If at first you don't succeed, walk over to the your equipment board here and plug it back in. This usually does it, folks. I just pull the jack out of my audio and stick it back in. And let's see if that worked for the umpteenth time. Let's see if we get Newt.
And any of us could imagine that as it's gradually coming out in the open, we realize it is the Justice Department bureaucracy, which, as you pointed out in the last segment, is desperately trying to avoid the truth. Yeah. And I think that we have to recognize that the system is much more deeply corrupt than any of us could imagine, that as it's gradually coming out in the open, we realize that elements of the Justice Department at the larger level, elements of the FBI, were corrupted on a scale that is really a threat to the whole American system.
Where is the civil libertarians? Where are the left that... Where's the media in the biggest abuse of power corruption scandal in our lifetime? I look at what's going on here, and we know what the conclusion should be with the Inspector General's report. We're supposed to get it in March, then April, then May. Now it's, they're going to release it on a summer Friday heading into the summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump as a means of burying it. You know, 2 weeks, Rod Rosenstein and company have had opportunities to try and get the Inspector General to soften the blow, make changes, claim that we need redactions in the name of national security. The whole system is corrupt.
But the one thing I think where I don't exactly share your worry, this report is going to be so big and going to be so devastating. It's impossible.
Why do you have faith in that? Because we know Hillary committed crimes, felonies, obstructed justice, and the investigation was rigged. We've known that for a while.
Right. And if you watch, the number two man in the FBI is now under criminal referral. The number one man in the FBI is clearly going to be under criminal referral. All of these things are gradually coming out. And the American system is grinding away despite itself, despite the fact that we have an unbelievably weak attorney general. We have a deputy attorney general who is the deep state and who I think is totally unreliable. And you have basically a witch hunt led by Robert Mueller, which has brought in anti-Trump activist lawyers, some of whom have terrible records.
So that was Gingrich yesterday. And Gingrich, of course, has been on the inside. He's been Speaker of the House. He had to resign. He had his own. I forget exactly what it was that forced him to have to resign. I think it was his own marital difficulty that he had. cherchez la femme, folks. That came out in my own article. But Gingrich, he's been there. He's been Speaker of the House. He knows the inside. And even he says, as you just heard him say, this was much worse than any of us ever thought. So America was further down the tubes than any of us knew. He just identified Rodney. Please, I love saying it over and over again. Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, or alternative pronunciation, Rottenstein. He is the deep state. Gingrich just said it. And Jeff Sessions, the unbelievably weak attorney general. And of course, that's a charitable interpretation. I think they've got that Motel 6 video on the attorney general, and that's why he's turned into a limp jellyfish. But but I like Gingrich's optimism. He thinks that the Michael Horowitz Inspector General report is going to be devastating. Andrew McCabe under criminal referral, the deputy director of the FBI, the director, James Comey, he said he is going to be under criminal referral. So this is going to get good. What is that saying? The wheels of justice grind slowly, but whatever the rest of the quote is, eventually they do grind you down. And hopefully this is exactly what's going to happen, Paul.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see if we got some callers. We do have one, George in Texas. And by the way, I want to thank all of you out there in the audience for your forbearance in pardoning me for my failure to appear on the show yesterday, as explained at the beginning of the show. George, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You're talking about running for school board. My thought is, like, I think in the next couple years, when I get my health back, I'm going to run for local justice of the peace, because the judicial system in this county is corrupt, and I've seen police officers commit perjury on the stand. I heard a prosecutor withholding evidence that would exonerate people, and I think my campaign theme will be now for a couple years from now, not afraid to hold the government accountable, not afraid to jail a police officer for perjury and a prosecutor for misconduct.
Yeah, and George, wonderful. That's wonderful, George. And that's an apropos moment to mention something about that skews the system against us. And this is, Paul, I know you'll confirm this, the difference between right-wingers and left-wingers. There are a lot of different personality characteristic differences. Those of us who are as we are, we gravitate towards the right. Let's see, we're honest, we're energetic, we're creative, we're intelligent. People who don't have those traits gravitate to the left. Oh, we're also handsome.
That's a pretty good distinction, yeah.
Handsome for the men, beautiful for you ladies. And the others gravitate to the left. One of the things that right-wing people, part of our nobility of character is that we honor and respect other people, and we don't want to run the lives of other people. That's a trait we have. That's where the Bill of Rights came from. People like George Mason. Hang on just a second here. We got a little sound problem there. People like George Mason and Thomas Jefferson, they don't want to run the lives of other people. But the left has an entirely, they have the Robespierre personality of the French Revolution. They want to, in minute detail, scrutinize and control the lives of everybody. That's part of a left-wing personality. So where this comes, here's where this applies right here. Left-wingers love to run for office. They swarm to political positions and bureaucratic positions. They swarm into bureaucracies, any area of life where they have control over other people, which is distasteful to right-wingers. Right-wingers shun, they stay away from bureaucratic positions where they have to control other people, and they don't want to run other people's lives, so they don't run for office. Well, unfortunately, this skews the system against us. Our own virtues, we pay for our own virtues here. No good deed goes unpunished. So the bureaucracies and the school boards and the county commissions fill up with left-wingers. As a remedy for that, folks, go against your natural right-wing inclination to not get into politics and get in there. Yes. We just have to hold our noses and jump in. What do you say, Paul?
No, I agree, James. I think often we suffer from discouragement. And I remember one of the conferences that you helped organize, the Euro conference. I think it was in 2006.
There was one in 2004 and one in 2005. We had John Tyndall in 2004 and Nick Griffin in 2005.
Okay, it was one in 2005. And Dr. David Dukes was encouraging people to run for office and was pointing out that, it doesn't have to be anything as grand as running for president or running for Senate. You can start small, and that's a good way to start, because if you have ambitions to go further, you need to have have credentials. Not that many people can never run for public office like Donald Trump and get elected, but he had a lot of money behind him and a big reputation. I think it's good. We should be part of the system. Well, why turn it over to them and constantly being in a position where we have to try to lobby them or beg them or cajole them or promise them or try to persuade them? We should have some of our own people in there.
Yeah, and another bit of encouragement I can give you, folks. This applies to all of you out there. And if it doesn't apply to you personally, it applies to someone you know. Please be aware, filing for office is easy. It's not hard. In my case, filing for the school board, I had to drive 4 minutes to the school board offices, ask the guy at the front desk for the application to run. I filled it out in less than another 4 or 5 minutes, handed it back to him, and drove home. Total elapsed time, 15 minutes, total cost, zero. And wow. I was a candidate. That got me the newspaper articles, the television coverage, the highly publicized televised debate, and who knows what else is going to come in the next few days. And maybe even got me onto the school board. But this is don't go for something where you've got to go gather 5,000 signatures to get on the ballot. So don't punish yourself with that. There are lots of things. Get this. People don't know this. Look how I walked into this deal. I filed as a candidate. I'm the only conservative who filed. Wow. Hey, looks like a manna from heaven. It happens that you can file for a position and you're the only person who filed. You just got elected if your mother votes for you or if you vote for yourself. It also happens that you might file in a race where there is a, let's say, a Democrat candidate who's considered the shoe-in to win, but no Republican bothered to file. Now you're in the general election, or you're at least in a primary election. So it's not that hard to do. Don't make that big a deal out of it. Have fun and join the crowd with the rest of us. They made that point in the debate last night. Somebody who's like, they've researched me to death. They quoted me from 1976, where
wow.
I said, in my campaign in 76, not many people in the room were born at that point. I ran on the platform. I ran on a John Birch Society platform, which included get the U.S. out of the U.N. and get the U.N. out of the U.S. And so they said to me, the moderator of the debate said, "Mr. Kelso, do you still stand by that platform of which you ran for Congress in 1976? And I said, "Wow, what a memory." And I thought, "Well, let's see." "Yeah, sure do." Anyway, we'll come back. We'll go back to George and any other callers right after this break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. And I'm looking here. You know what I'm going to do? Right up when I close the microphone here on tonight's show, I'm going to run across the street here to grab a copy of the Minneapolis Star Tribune and see where the article appears. It might be as the previous article they had on me in the Herald Tribune, the Grand Forks Herald Tribune, and all the forum newspapers. They put me front page above the fold, as they say in the business. So I'll go across the street. But here's the good news. In that 1976 race where I ran for Congress, And that cost me, what was involved there? I did have to drive to Jefferson City to file my papers. I did have to spend $100 to run for a U.S. Congress seat, 5th Congressional District. I was running against an actual communist Democrat who came out of something in World War II called the American Veterans Committee, which is a very left-wing communist front group. But anyway, he was a big fixture in the Democratic Party. It only cost me $100. One of the reasons I ran in that race is I noticed way back then when I was a 20-something kid, I think I was 27, I noticed that they did a candidate's insert, a candidate's supplement, that was what it was, for every election. And that if you ran for office, you got the same space as that communist incumbent congressman. So I filed as an independent, and my platform, my John Birch Society platform, right wing, was published in 600,000 copies of the Kansas City Star. That was my logic, Paul. I got 600,000 of my platforms delivered to the onto the porch of everybody in that part of Missouri and Kansas.
So $100 bought you advertising that it would probably have taken thousands to buy if you'd sent a leaflet door to door or something like that.
Right, and it wouldn't have had the authority of my picture and my article right in there with the governor and the senators and the congressmen from Missouri. That insight, you know, was one of the few smart decisions I made in the early part of my life with all that other skirt chasing going on. The same principle applied here now in my twilight years. I'll be 70 on Friday. And I just looked at this article that just appeared in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. How many people got that article? 288,000 daily subscribers. So, you know, that's a lot of people, folks. And that's more than just a section in the supplement. That's a featured article in the newspaper. 288,000 people heard your views, folks, the audience of this show. They heard your views on refugees in the schools, your views on local control of the schools, on Common Core, and your views, which are the same as mine, got publicized to almost a third of a million, well, more than a quarter of a million subscribers and multiple people in each home, maybe 500,000 readers.
That's fantastic.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool, Paul. Well, thank you, Paul, so much for covering yesterday, and we will pick up where we left off. I'll go get my copy across the street. We'll see you tomorrow night.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.